Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm currently with the Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey about important issues facing Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
I am.
Thank you so much. And do you think that things in Hector County are in the right track or wrong track?
Right track.
Thank you. And what is the most important issue facing Hector County, in your opinion?
Probably an overload of illegal immigrants.
Thank you so much. And how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Would you say that it's excellent, good, fair, poor?
I think it's good.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Oh, depends on how elections go.
Okay, so would you say that probably better or worse?
If we get Biden out, I'd say better. If we keep a Democrat in office, then I'll say worse. So right now, that's a coin toss.
Understand. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Hector County. You could say excellent, good, fair, or poor. Let's just start with availability of quality health care. Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. What about effective leadership from elected officials? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you, ma'am. What about availability of affordable housing?
I mean, I'm going to have to say fair. Right now, due to the market from economic interest rates and stuff, I don't think there is such a thing as affordable housing. So, I mean, unless you purchase before all this mess, I don't really see where there is anything that can be done about that at the moment.
Okay, thank you. What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment? Would you say good? I'm sorry, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I guess I'll have to say excellent. We have a lot of restaurants. I don't do any of the other stuff, so.
Okay. And what about public transportation?
I have never used public transportation, so I really don't know on that.
Okay. And what about quality of the public schools?
I'm just going to say fair.
Okay. What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Good.
Okay. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Could be better, so we'll just stay there.
Okay. What about natural beauty and physical setting?
In some areas it's good, in some areas it's poor, so it just kind of depends on what area you're in.
Okay, thank you. What about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Let's say excellent.
Okay. What about offering job opportunities in your field?
I'd say excellent.
Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Ooh, that I'm going to have to go with. We're pretty crowded here, so I'll go with fair.
Okay. And public safety and low crime.
Fair.
Thank you so much. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following type of people. Would you say excellent, good, fair, and poor for people living below the poverty line?
I honestly, that one I don't know, okay, personally know anyone, so I'll just go with fair.
Okay. And what about families with children?
I'm going to go with good. I mean, there's lots of work here, so I think there's a lot of opportunity in this town, as long as people are willing to get out and work.
Thank you. And what about young, single people?
I would say excellent. You mean for work-wise, or what do you...
In general, just the quality of life.
I would say excellent. There's a lot of opportunity for young people, as long as they're willing to work.
Okay. And what about immigrants from other countries?
If they come illegally, I don't agree with it. So we have too many of them here at the moment. So if they come legally, I'm all for it. But if they come here illegally, we have way too many. And we just can't. I think the borders need to be shut as far as that goes.
Okay, thank you so much. What about retirees? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor about quality of life?
I'd say pretty good, pretty good.
Okay. Recent college graduates looking to enter to the job market. Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say excellent. There's a lot of opportunity.
Okay. What about racial and ethnic minorities? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say excellent.
And entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Excellent.
Thank you so much. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say it's good.
Okay. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I would imagine it would improve.
Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for the economic development in Hector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar,
somewhat familiar.
At all? Okay. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economy development in Hector County? Are you very confident?
I'm pretty confident.
Okay.
Very.
Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar?
Somewhat.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident?
Confident.
Thank you. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely? Okay.
Not very likely.
Okay. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
GED.
Thank you.
I have a few, my children, two graduates, and so.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat,
Republican,
independent? Thank you so much. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
47.
Thank you so much. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
I do.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, African-American?
Hispanic,
thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
We are.
Thank you. Is your annual, what is your annual household income? And you can provide me an estimate if you wish.
I don't think that's anyone's business.
Okay, don't
we're
worry.
Small business owners, so we're very good.
Okay. And are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retiree?
Employed, full-time.
Thank you. In terms, I'm very sorry, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
We live on the outside of it.
Thank
the
you
county.
Okay, we already concluded the survey. I do appreciate your time and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your night, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.